Here on the second line on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we're still talking about certain visions that he sees in a dream and what they symbolize. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Brisa, Shlosha Melachim Heim. There are three types of kings that you can see in your dreams. We're not sure what the Gemara means by three names of Melachim, or maybe the Gemara means he saw the Melachim themselves. One of them is Harod David b'chalom. He sees King David in his dream. Yitzapel chasidus. David HaMelech was a chasid gadol. David says even about himself, Shamra nafshi ki chasid ani until in pei vav. And chasidus means to expand your kiyum of mitzvahs to all the mitzvahs, and sometimes going even beyond the letter of the law and the mitzvahs, and try to fulfill all the conditions of the mitzvah, etc., etc. That's called a chassid. And that's personified by David HaMelech. And if he sees David HaMelech, or at least the name of David HaMelech in his dream, that is a siman that he will be zocha to the maila of chassidus. Shlomo, if he sees Shlomo in his dream, yitzapel chachma. Shlomo represents the personification of wisdom. He's the chacham. Mikol Adam, as the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, Ayiten Elokim, Chachma L'Shlomo, Tvuna Harbi Mi'od, etc., etc. Tarev, Chachma Shlomo, Chachmas Kol B'nei Kedem, Mikol Chachmas Mitzrayim, V'yachkam Mikol Adam. So he should see in this a good omen that he will be Zochet to Chachma. If he sees the king Achav, that's not a good sign. Achav ben Omri was one of the kings of Israel who sinned. It's impossible to even describe his sin until the Pasuk says about Vayas Achav ben Achi harab b'nei Hashem mikol asher lefonov. He was the most evil of all kings. And it says about Achav v'Yosef, Vayosef Achav lasos lahachis es Hashem elokei Yisrael mikol malchi Yisrael shehoi lefonov. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Ein lecha kol telem v'telem b'Yisrael shlohem idolav Achav avodah zarah." He spread idol worship throughout avodah zarah, and he bowed down to the idols. He's one of those people who's described in Sanhedrin as "Ein lo chelek li'olam haba." After he sends Izebel, his wife shlichim sheyigru la'rigas navos ha'Yisraeli. He brings about the death of a very innocent person named Novos the Israeli, and Eliyahu HaNavi prophesies about Achav, Ko Amar Hashem, V'mokam Hashem, Lekaku, Achalovim, Haklovim is Dam, Novos Yeluku, Haklovim is Domcha, and Achav was killed in the battle of Aram, and the Pasuk testifies, Vayiloku, Haklovim es Domo. The dogs actually licked up his blood. And Achav experiences not one punishment, but a double Peronius. One is in this world, he was killed in the war, as we said before. He didn't die a natural death on his bed. And secondly, Olam Haba, he has no chelik in Olam Haba, as the Mishnah records it at the end of Sanhedrin. And this person sees in his dream Achav, to whom Achav, who had suffered a double punishment this world and the next, he should also be aware and be afraid, apprehensive of two Peronios in this world and in the next. And why didn't the Gemara say that if a person sees Shaul HaMelech in a dream, he should worry about Peronios? Because he also was killed, murdered. He didn't die in his bed. I shouldn't say murdered, because it's a little bit more complicated than that. But in any event, Shaul HaMelech certainly has Olam Haba, and that's actually what Shmuel reveals to Shaul HaMelech, that they'll be together in the same mechitz in Olam Haba. And that would explain also about Yeravam. Why don't you talk about somebody who sees Yeravam? He should be doig from Peronius, that even Yeravam, even though Ein lo chelik Olam Haba, but nevertheless, in this world, Yeravam died a death of honor, of kavod. So Achav is the only one who had a double Peronius, and that's why the Gemara gives that example of Ra, Achav b'chalomo. Now, what happens if you see various prophets, famous prophets in your dream? Shlosha Nevi'im Haim. There are three books of Nevi'im as far as Halomos are concerned. It's very strange. The Gemara used the word, the number three here, when in actuality we're going to have four books. We're going to have Melachim, Yechezkel, Yishai, and Yirmiyah. So why does it say Shlosha? And this is the Kasha of the Tzlach. Perhaps we'll get to see his answer later. Haroah Sefer Melachim, Yitzapa L'Gedula. All of Sefer Melachim, the book of Kings, is about the kings and how they ruled over Israel, their greatness. And therefore, if you see this, you can anticipate greatness. If you see Yechezkel, Yitzapa L'Chachma, and the reason for that is Yechezkel Anovi sees the Maisa Merkava, and the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, Ein Darshan Maisa Merkava Keno Yechacham, Umevim Midaito, Yechezkel was able to see and understand, perceive the Maisa Merkava. He had Chachma. So if you see him in your dream, you'll get Chachma. Yeshayo, Yitzapel in Achama. Yeshayo is Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. He is the prophet of consolation. He writes, Yeshayo, Anochi, Anochi, Huminam Chem. He is the great Menachem. That's the uniqueness, amongst other things, of Yeshayahu and Novi. The Gemara Baba Basra describes Sefer Yeshayahu as Kule Nechemta. I mean, from beginning to the end, it's dedicated to Nechama, to consolation. And therefore, if he sees the book of Yeshayahu in his dream, he should expect consolation. He'll be consoled if there are any tragedies, Nebuch. Haroa Sefer Yirmiyo b'chalom yidag mina peronios, because Yirmiyo is the Navi that will prophesize about the destruction, about all the terrible calamities of Israel at that time. And the Gemara in Barbas we mentioned earlier says about Yirmiyo kule churbana. That means from the beginning of the book to the end of the book, it's all dedicated to the topic of churban. Now, earlier, we had a braisa about someone who sees David HaMelech in the Chalom, and he should anticipate Chasidus. And the Yerushalmi says, HaOmer Shmua B'Shem Omer Yiriki Lubal HaShmua Omed Kenegdo. So if, in a sense, he sees the Book of Tehillim, it's as if he sees David HaMelech, who wrote the Book of Tehillim in front of his eyes. And that's why he should be Zocha. The symbol is that he'll be mitzapel lechasidus. If somebody sees Mishle, and we said he should be mitzapel lechacham, because it's as if he saw Shlomo Melech in his dream. And if somebody dreams a dream and he sees Shlomo Melech, he's mitzapel lechachma. But in the case of Sefer Iov, there he has to worry about Peronius, about punishment, because it's as if he saw Iov, who suffered all those catastrophes. But Shlosha Ksuvim Ktanim Haim, there are three shorter books. Haroas Shir Hashir B'Chalom Yitzapel Chasidus. Shir Hashir is all full of Yerushamayim, the love for Am Yisrael and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about Chasidus. And Chasidus is something that's generated by Ava Gdola, a great love for Hashem, Aza Mi'od, Nafsho Kshura B'Avas Hashem. That's where he's at. Shoga Batamin, Cholas Ava. Ein Daito Pnuya Me'Avas Oso Isha. The Rambam tells us that the symbolism of Shir Shirim is like a man who is lovesick. He cannot distract himself from that love. He's always thinking about the woman that he loves. And so too, an avas Hashem, in a lave of avav, a shogim batamid, it is a love sickness for God. Cholas ava ani, Shir Hashirim says. And therefore, if he dreams of the book of Shir Hashirim, then he should anticipate chasidus, because this book is full of the love for Am Yisrael. Koheles, if he sees the book of Koheles in his dream, Yitzapel Chachma, the book of Koheles is the book of wisdom. If he sees kinos, which is echa, in his chalom yidag mina peronius, he has to worry about punishment and evil. Haro megilas Esther b'chalom is a siman that nes nasalo, that he will merit a miracle. Shlosha chachamim heim. There are three different great scholars that if he sees them in his dream, it's a siman yofa. Haroa Rabbi b'chalom. If he sees the great chacham Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, yitzape lechachma, he should anticipate chachma. Now, Rebbe was not only a great chacham; he's also very rich, very wealthy. Lo posak mishulchanu shal tinonis veRebbe lo tznon lo chazers lo kishuim lo bimosacham. So, why did the Gemara mention that if somebody sees Rebbe, he should be mitzape leashirus? Like the Gemara is going to say later on about someone who sees Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, and it could be because Rebbe testifies about himself, and that's an inui gadol. Notice he really afflicted himself. In other words, he would see all the great, lovely pastries or whatever was on the table, and people were eating them and reclining and enjoying them, and he pulls his hands away, and he doesn't enjoy anything, benefit from this world. Ein lecha ani gadol bizeh. Ein lecha ani gadol bizeh. That's a certain kind of anius. So we don't want to say that somebody who sees Rebbe is mitzapel lashirus. But if he sees Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, yitzapel lashirus, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was a great wealthy person, and he enjoyed his wealth, again in a positive way. And if you see Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha in a dream, Yidag mina puronius, because Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha was one of the Asar Ruge Malchus, and his death was in a very gruesome kind of death, Bederach puronius. They stripped his skin, Karpafto bimenu b'chayov, during his lifetime, Karkiflo, they removed his Karkiflo, he was the Kohen Gadol, and because he was so beautiful, the Basa Kesar desired his at least the skin of his face, and they did a kind of Chanota with Afar Simon so that his face would last and would not change after death. Now, why does the Gemara mention Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha? What about all the other Harugi Malchus? And don't tell me that Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha had the most tsar of all of them, because they stripped him of his skin, of the skin of his face, because Rabbi Akiva was even a greater tsar. Sarkos besaro b'marsrekos shel barzel. And this we'll see in the Gemara later on, here at Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. But the answer apparently is that Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha was a parodius mina urav. He was already taken captivity in his youth when he was a katan, and he was incarcerated in the jails of Romi. And since he suffered so much in his yaldus, not only in his older years, but even in his youth, and on top he was at the end of his life, Measaru Gemalchus, with a cruel death, so the Gemara mentions him, Dafka, as a symbol of Peronios. Shlosha Talmidei Chachamim Heim Haroes Ben Azai B'Chalom Yitzapel Chasidus. Ben Azai was the epitome of Chasidus. We find in the Masechta Chagiga that they quoted a pasuk to describe Ben Azai. The pasuk says Yakar B'Enei Hashem Amavsal Chasidov. He's considered a Chasid. Ben Azai, of course, never got married because of Nafshal Choshka B'Torah. And nevertheless, he was spared of sin. Ein lecha chassid gadol mizeh. That's as far as Ben Azai is concerned. Ben Zoma, if he sees Ben Zoma in a dream, yitzapel chachma. Ben Zoma was a chacham. And we find in Masechta Chagiga that they quoted the pasuk to describe Ben Zoma, dvash matzas echol din. Which means dvash, which is an apple, a representative of chachma, as the Gemara says, dvash v'cholav tachas l'shonech. And finally, if he sees Elisha ben Avuya in a dream, which the Gemara calls acher, Yidag min aparonios. Now, Elisha ben Avriya was a great scholar, a very wise individual, but he went into Pardes, and the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, Kitzeitz benetios. He went backwards. And since he turned back, he's called Acher, the back, so to speak. And therefore, if you see Elisha ben Avriya in your dream, you have to be worried about Paronios. And we said that Elisha ben Avriya is called Acher. That's because he made a mistake and he thought that there were two Rishuyos, Chas V'Shalom. There was the Rishus, there was the deity of that controls evil and one good. And that's called Oved Elohim Acherim. And therefore he's called Acher. Now, Kol Mini Chayos Yofis L'Chalom, as a general rule, any animals that he sees is a Simon Tov, with the exception of Peel, Kof, and Kipod. So before we saw Peel, an elephant, Kof, a monkey, now we add a Kipod. A Kipod has a very strange feature, very strange face. His countenance is almost like distorted. And it's an animal that is very similar to a monkey, but it has a long tail. And Rashi gives you a name in Laz. We'll call it, in our translation, let's see if we can give a name for this monkey. We'll call it a marten, M-A-R-T-E-N. So if that helps anybody, call a kavod. An animal whose appearance resembles a monkey, and it's a member of the weasel family, the good old weasel family. And if he sees any of these three animals, that's not a good sign. So the Gemara right away asks the question, what about an elephant? That's an ominous sign? Ha'amar mar, but we have a statement, ha'roa pil v'chalom, if he sees an elephant in the dream, is pele nasalo, he'll have a wonder, he'll have a miracle. Lokasha ha'de misraig v'ha'de lo misarig. We're talking about two different types of elephants. One is a saddled elephant, that's a good sign. And one is an elephant without a saddle, and that is not a very good sign. So that's the case of a peel. If it's ein ukaf al gabo, there's no saddle on it, that is not a good sign. If it has a saddle on it, that's a good sign. Now there's a long discussion here about the word Misrag in the Gemara, or Misarag. According to some, it's a rope that goes around the animal's mouth. It's called a bit in English, I believe. However, in general, what's the significance of the fact that it has a saddle? Why is that a Siman Yofa? And the answer is that in general we say that a peel of an elephant, Gidelim para, they're not domesticated in any way. But if the elephant is brought into the human community of the Yishuv and you saddle it, then you could to some extent tame the elephant. Now, kol mine mateches yofin lechalom. Any kind of a coin that you see from metal, even if it's already broken, we can still replace it melt it down and recreate it. So this is a sign in a dream that if he'll fall, he will be able to stand up again, and he will be able to be mechadesh his neurim, his youth, like a nesher. And the only exception to Mine Matechos that is a positive sign is Chutz Mi Mar. Mar is a ho. Let's see how he translates it here. He calls it a ho, correct. Now, there's also there's also a, besides Mar, Pesel v'kardom. Now, kardom is an axe. Not sure what he means about Pesel here. He translates it as a mattock. It's a type of digging tool. It's got a flat blade and it's set at right angles to the handle. So if he sees any of these utensils in his dream, then even though they're made of metal, and we said metal in general is good, is a good omen, because even if it breaks, you could recreate it. But nevertheless, with these three utensils, they're not good, they're not a good omen. Vahani mili, and this applies to a mar, pesel, and kardum that are not good for chalom, if they're chazinu bekotayhu, if he saw them while they were in the base yad, and they are still, therefore, usable, they're royal malacha, and the malacha is lechabel ulahashchis. I mean, that's certainly true for an axe. I'm not exactly sure about a digging tool or a mattock, which what we say was a mattock is also a type of a digging tool. So if the tool is functional because it's in this base yad, then it's considered a utensil that's dedicated to wound or destroy, and therefore it's an inauspicious omen. Now, what about seeing fruits in your dream? Kol mini peres yofin lechalom. They're very positive. And we spoke about fruits that indicate production and reproduction and eating something that's tasty and satiating. But the only exception is pagei tmora. These are dates that did not ripen on the tree. That's not a good sign to see in the dream. Kol mini yirakos yofin chalom. Vegetables in a dream are a good omen. And the Gemara says in Psachim di ochil kekuli, meaning yirakos, akili demasa shachiv, that if he eats yirakos that you can find on the market cheap, yochel leshev al ashpos yeshu makom golui kienet tzarch luvos lema osav the emlo noshim she'd tzarch listate behem. He could appear calmly in public. He doesn't owe anybody any outstanding loans. He hasn't defaulted on any loans. And therefore, yirakos in general are good for a chalom because they symbolize that he won't have to borrow money to buy mizonos from anybody else. But in the case of pagei tena, that's not a good omen. That we mentioned earlier when we talk about fruits, but when we talk about vegetables, then roshei liftos, which are the heads of turnips. Turnip tops, he calls the tops of turnips. Now the Gemara wonders about this last statement. V'amar Rav lo I asre ad chazoy roshi loftos. I didn't become rich until I saw a dream I saw in the dream turnip tops. So it seems that Rav is on the opinion that turnip tops is a simon yofa and not a simon ra, as we saw earlier. So the Gemara resolves this by saying, Ki chaza, when Rav saw turnips, bikanayu chaza, he saw them in their stems. And they were still mechubarim lekarka, that's a siman yofa, but if he sees Rashi liftos tlushim, that is not a particularly good omen. Let's just see if we missed anything here in the translation. They're still in their stems, and therefore we said that they are connected to the karka. And he says the following. The turnip in the case where it's connected to the karka, is not seen as an ill omen. It's only when it's detached from the ground, then it portends harm, because the shape of the turnip resembles a club, and it's also one of the hardest of all vegetables. So we had above, back on Nun Vav, the dream of Rava, in which he saw turnip tops, and it was interpreted to mean that he would suffer blows by two clubs, if you remember the story with the blind people. And kol mini tzivonim yofim lechalon, any type of colors are favorable, chutz min ha-tcheles. Tcheles is not a good color to see in a dream. It's a blue-green color. And it's mentioned, of course, in the context of tzitzis, but in a dream, this vision of a color is interpreted as a bad omen, because its complexion, if one has a complexion that's similar to tcheles, that's symptomatic of illness. Kol mini ofos, if he sees birds in his dream, yafin lechalom, that's a good sign, with the exception of karya, kifufa, vikurfari. These are various species: karya, kipufa, and kurperia. Now, it's hard to know exactly what these birds look like. Rashi seems to identify karya and kifula as different types of owls, birds whose cheeks resemble those of a human being, that we'll get to a little bit later. And the faces of most birds jut forward to form like a snout. The eyes are set back in the face. The cheeks of most birds, the area between the mouth and the eyes, lie horizontal. But in the case of owls, they have no snout, and therefore their cheeks are set in an upright position like that of a human being. And due to this abnormality amongst the birds, the vision of an owl in a dream is inauspicious. It's not a very good sign. Now Rashi translates kurperei, the last of these three species mentioned here, as mole, which he uses the old French word for a mole, M-O-L-E, which is a small animal that burrows through the ground. Now, it's difficult to explain how this species finds its way into the Gemara's listing of birds. The Dikduke Sofrim asserts that Rashi had a different version of the Gemara's text, and in his version, the Gemara specifically mentioned small land animals with reference to dreams. And this version reads, Kol mini shrotzim yofim lechalom chutz mikurpedai. All types of teeming animals are good to see in a dream, except for the vision of a mole, M-O-L-E. Now, as far as the next five lists, each of which enumerates three items, we have a mnemonic device, Haguf, main, mishivi, umarchivi, simon. The body, semblance, resort, broaden. This is a mnemonic device. Shlosha, nichnosim, laguf. There are three things that enter into the body. Vein haguf nena mihem, but the body doesn't derive pleasure from them. And these are gul, gidonios, chaf, nios, ufage, tmora. Cherries, inferior dates, and unripe dates. Again, we're talking about a specific species of dates, which is an inferior species. And kafnios are unripened dates. So these unripened dates, that's not a good sign in a dream. Shlosha me'ein ha'olam haba. There are three kinds of pleasures that are so intense that they give you a taste of the next world. Ve'elim Shabbos, and you might say that in this case of Shabbos, the Marsha says it's referring to the Gishmak Cholent. It means the special foods of Shabbos. the Tavshila Mishubachim, and Shemesh, the sunrise, that's Me'ein Olam Haba, and finally Tashmish. So the Gemara tries to clarify this Tashmish to Mai. What kind of Tashmish? Ilei Matashmish Hamita. If you're talking about intercourse, you're talking about an intimacy. Ha Michshav Kashif. Tashmish Hamita weakens the power of man. That would make it like Olam Haba. And again, even though Tashmish Hamita is something that the Nefesh Adam Mechamdoso, he has a desire, but nevertheless, the Gemara holds that since it weakens his body, it's not called Me'ein Olam Haba. There's, you know, Me'ein Olam Haba is pure good without any tsar. Tzadikim Yoshvim Vatrosayim V'Rashayim V'Nenemiz V'Ashkina B'Loshum Tzar Klal. So the Gemara says, Ela v'tashmish nekovim, which means that he eliminates whatever body eliminations he has to eliminate. And tashmish nekovim are the orifices for defecation, and that's a good siman. That is a good siman. Now, the word tashmish means in English usage, and the Braisa had a message had mentioned the word usage tashmish, and the word usage here means a semblance of the world to come, which is a perfect world. It could not refer to cohabitation, which weakens the body. The first listening, however, enumerates only those things that are physically pleasurable in usage, therefore could refer as well to cohabitation, because the fact that cohabitation weakens the body does not diminish the pleasure. Shlosha mishivin daito shel adam, three things restore the disposition of a man's mind. So again, all these statements here seem to have left dreams in the background. Maybe we're finished right now, at least for the time being, with dreams and their interpretations. V'elu heim, what restores the disposition of a man's mind? Kol mara v'reach, sound, sight, and smell. And what this means is that the sound of music or a woman's sweet voice, the sight of beautiful buildings or pictures, all these smells of aromatic fragrances, these will bring a person to a state of Meshivan Daito, of Yishuv Daito. Again, it gives him a disposition of a positive nature. Shlosha Marchivan Daito Shel Adam. There are three things that broaden the disposition of a man's mind. So it means if he's already composed, this will uplift his spirits even higher. V'eluhein, and the three are dirana, ishana, v'kelim noim, a beautiful dwelling, a beautiful wife, and beautiful furnishings. All this seems to indicate that art and beauty is something positive, and it brings a person to archavas hadas, to broaden the disposition of his mind. So if he, right, so I guess we're talking about lifting his spirits. The Gemara now offers a mnemonic device for the Bryce's next list. Chamisha Veshisha Vasara Siman 5, 6, and 10. This is your mnemonic device. And the first list is going to enumerate five items. The next two lists will enumerate six items, and the fourth will enumerate 10 items. Chamisha Echad Mishishim. So these five things that we're going to enumerate are all 1/60th of something else. And what are these five things? Eluhein, Ish Dvash Shabbos Sheinu V'Chalom. The Gemara now goes into the Ish, is Echad Mishishim of Gehenna. Dvash is Echad Mishishim of Man. that the people ate while they were in the wilderness. Shabbos is Echad Mishishim of Olam Abba. And that means that the Menucha and Oneg Shabbos is like 1/60th of the Menucha and Oneg of the next world, the world to come. And why isn't the Gemara mentioned Shamosh V'Tashmish, just like it mentions Shabbos? The Shemesh and Tashmish, these are things that were mentioned earlier, which are Me'ein Olam Haba. And perhaps the Shamosh and Tashmish and Shabbos, they are Domel Olam Haba. So therefore it's enough that he mentions Shabbos, but he really includes the sun and the Tashmish and the Kovim that we mentioned before. Now, Dvash, what does Dvash have to do with this whole discussion? Echad Mishishim Laman. I guess the sweetness of the Dvash is like Man. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, Shom Yisera. Shena, unfortunately, is Echad Mishishim Lamisa. That's not a good news for those who like to sleep long hours. It's 1/60th of death. And Chalom, a dream, is 1/60th of Nevuah, of prophecy. Shisha Dvarim Heim Siman Yofeh Lachole. There are six good omens for illness. V'elu Heim Itush, Zeya, Shilshul, Kri, V'Shena, V'Chalom. And what are these six items? First is sneezing, and we'll quote a pasuk for that. And next is perspiration. Then we have a loose bowel movement, seminal discharge, sleep, and a dream. For each one of these, we will see that it's a siman yofel lechole based on a pasuk. So let's go through the pasukim. First we'll start with itush, with sneezing. And the pasuk says, Atishosav Tahel Or. And this is a pasuk in Iov. The light here is referring to good health. And the pasuk tells us that he sneezes, flash, light. The light itself is representative of health. Zeya, perspiration, dechsiv, v'zeya sapecha tochal lecha. And we're talking about something that will help a sick person. I guess lechem, if you give him good fresh bread, that could help him restore his health. But what about shilshul, a loose bowel movement? Dechsiv is a pasuk in Yeshayahu and Navi, which says, Moar tsoe li pasach v'lo yomis l'shachas. One who needs to relieve himself hastens to be released and will not die in the pit. And that pasuk in Yeshayahu and Navi uses the word tsoe, and tsoe, which means pouring out the contents of a vessel. In our context, it refers to someone who empties his bowels. Now, in the case of Zeh Sapecha Tochal Lechem, that verse is from the curse of Adam HaRishon, but it's cited here because of the juxtaposition of Zeh of sweat and eating bread of Tochal Lechem. And that's viewed as indicating that the sweat is a good sign for the sick. Good sign for the sick. Then we go on to Keri, seminal discharge, as written, Dechsiv Yireh Zera Yarech Yomim. Pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi, if he will see seed, he will live long days. Shena Dechsiv, sleep, as written, Yashanti Oz Yanuach Li. I would be asleep, then I would be at rest. That's a pasuk in Iyov. Chalom, Dechsiv, a dream, it says, V'tachlimeni, V'hachayeni, May you make me dream and give life. Apostle King Yeshayo and Novi. And now we're up to Shisha Dvar Merapim Esachol Micholyo, and Amir Tzashem will pick this up in the next year. So we're now on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we're up to Shisha Dvarim Merapim Es Hachole Micholyo, and that's what we'll pick up in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.